This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Alicia joins us today for Blown Off. Hi, Alicia. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Hey.
Hi.
Great. Thanks so much for calling the show. Hi.
Yeah, no, I listen to your show all the time. I mean, on my way to work. I'm just kind of like so excited I got through right now.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's good. Where do you work? Do you work?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, you're a teacher. Oh, good. So you get to listen early in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
That's when we make some of our most hilarious mistakes.
Yes, unfortunately.
Anyway, so tell me about, speaking of hilarious mistakes, tell us about this guy who's blowing you off, potentially.
So I met this guy. I was out with a couple friends. He's not typically my type, I guess, like the guys I usually date. But now he's blowing me off for, I don't really know why.
You don't really know why.
So I'm out with a couple friends at this bar, it's like near our house, whatever. And then, I don't know, he's like looking at me, he starts to approach me, and he's not my type, but he's probably just a little older than the guys I usually date, or if you've gone out with before, I guess.
How old is he, do you think, or do you know?
I didn't come out right out and ask him, but he's like probably definitely around 40.
Okay.
Around 40. And how old are you, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm 26.
You're 26.
Oh, okay.
A little bit, yeah. So you're not typically used to dating 40-year-old dudes.
No, not usually. But, I mean, he was
We're cool. Awesome, by the way, FYI. I should just throw that out.
Here we go.
Anyway, go ahead.
But he was, like, I don't know, he was super really nice and like, actually kind of hot, you know? Like, not...
Yeah.
He was old at all, anyway.
Okay, good.
That's good.
Yeah. we went out, and we had, like, so much fun. It was very... successful date and like successful dates do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like you? I got it. So you slept with the old dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We were having a great time, and now he's blowing me up. I mean, he said he was going to call me, so then I waited a couple of days and I tried calling him. I don't know, and I just left a message saying, like, I'd love to see you again. It's weird. I'm hoping you guys can help me find out what's going on.
Yeah. Did you notice a wedding ring on his hand at all, or?
No.
And he wasn't, okay. Did you ask him if he was married, or?
I mean, I didn't think that was going to come up. I don't usually ask most of my dates if they're married, you know?
Right. You shouldn't really have to do that.
I was just curious. I mean, when it's an older guy hitting on a younger girl in a bar, there's some questions that would come up. Like,
sure.
Like, why aren't you married? You're 40.
Right. I don't think that was really your main concern at that point.
Okay. Why?
No, I just trusted, like, if he was going to ask me out, he wasn't.
Right.
Right.
When you guys hooked up, was it at your place or his place?
My place.
Yeah, your place.
Yeah.
Okay. Does he have a place of his own? Do we know?
I am assuming so.
Here's the thing. I don't think you got as much information as you should have gotten. But yeah. That's okay. That's why we're here. We'll now call him up. And so you didn't hear from him at all. You went out. You spent the night together. He left. And that was it. You haven't heard from him again.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to call Doug for you now and find out what's going on. Okay, Alicia?
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Here we go. Listen on the line. Just don't say a word.
Hello?
Doug.
Yes?
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
Doug, it's Mark K. and Megan.
Hi, Doug.
Oh, hi.
Hi, we're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay, good. You didn't sound excited.
You seemed a little confused.
Yeah.
Well, why are you guys calling me? Did I win something?
No.
No, sorry. Okay. But we want to talk to you. We have a question for you. Can we have your permission?
Permission to ask me about what?
Well, yeah. We just want to ask you a question on the air. Is that cool?
Well, I don't. Well, you got to tell me what it's about first. What do you want to ask me?
Well, we will, but we need you to say yes first.
Yeah.
Great. Great.
Perfect.
Perfect. Done.
We're actually calling you about a girl that you went out with or hung out with one time. Her name is Alicia. You met her out at a bar, went home with her, had a good time. You're not calling her back. She wants to know.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about that.
Okay. Well, she contacted us because she really likes you.
That's cool. I don't want to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about it. No. I'm not going to talk about that.
But,
okay. Could you just maybe tell us what it is about her you don't like? And we can, we can phrase it a little more softer when we, we're not going to throw you under the bus or anything. She's just curious.
No, there's nothing about her that I don't like. It turns out that we have a connection. It turns out that I didn't know this, but she's my son's teacher.
She's your son's teacher?
Yes.
And you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that. And when I found that out, I think that's not a good idea to keep doing anything know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Wait, what? Who's your son?
Wait, who's that?
It's Alicia.
Oh, my God.
Who's your
son? Alicia? Hey. Okay. All right.
Oh, my God. You're a dad?
Yeah, I'm a dad.
Oh, my God. I slept with Dad?
Okay.
Oh, my God. What?
Oh, my God. Hang on one second. Hey, don't anyone go anywhere. Don't anyone sleep with anyone's teacher. Doug, you didn't know that was in Alicia's class?
No, I didn't. No. She looked familiar, but I don't know. I mean, my ex-wife takes care of all the school stuff, so.
Yeah.
I didn't know. She was just this really pretty girl at the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a little weird. This is very weird.
Yeah, does your wife know? I mean.
My ex-wife, by the way. Ex-wife.
Well, you should have mentioned that you used to be married. You should have mentioned that you had kids. Oh, my God.
First off, it was the first time I'd ever met you. I didn't know.
Yeah.
We were drinking. Things happened. I didn't expect that. I mean, I wasn't expecting to, you know, I didn't look at you and go, hey, let's get married. Let me tell you about my kids. I was like,
right.
Whatever.
Right. So, okay. So you didn't mention that you had kids at all.
No. Do I need to?
No.
Is that important?
Well, and Alicia, you didn't know that that was daddy that you were.
No, I just think that's a huge part of your life. I think you should have mentioned it.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if I'm a teacher.
I mean, the first time you hang out with someone, you're not necessarily required to mention every detail in your life. So, and I don't know.
Yeah, did you tell me every detail? You sure didn't tell me you were a teacher, because I would have started putting two and two together. You didn't tell me that, did you?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I didn't think it was...
Exactly. You didn't think it was important. We were having a good time. We had a good time. It was great. Thank you. But listen.
Okay. All right. So, Alicia, you didn't mention you were a teacher. And, Doug, you didn't mention you were a dad.
That's correct.
What the hell did you guys talk about? I mean.
It didn't seem like much.
Not much talking going on. So
It wasn't a lot of talking going on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when did you realize, Doug, who Alicia was?
One day I picked up Hunter from school. It was my day with him. And I saw her.
Oh, that's awkward.
And that's when you kind of put it all together?
Yeah, I put it all together. I'm sorry, Alicia, I should have called you. I should have said something, but I didn't want this to get out. Well, hell, it's out now. Good Lord, everybody knows it now. So I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you, but I don't think that's a good idea. Alicia?
I don't think so either. No, I'm
okay. Okay, good. So we had a good time, right?
Yep, the end.
Maybe next year when your kid goes up a grade.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, okay. Doug, do you have any other kids, or is it just the one?
No, I got three kids. I'm watching two of them right now. It's my day with them.
Oh, my God, you have three kids?
Yes, I've got and I've got the two little ones. Yes, the doesn't talk about his brother and his
Yeah, kids. You don't know that your kids... Well, never mind.
Yeah,
never mind. Nobody's talking to each other
That's
anymore.
Really
what
weird.
Happened to communication?